your mind. Ding, it's the second round.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting at least 65 are confirmed dead in the latest earthquake in Nepal. The country felt more aftershocks today as relief workers continue trying to distribute supplies after a 7.3 magnitude quake that hit weeks after another quake killed more than 8,000 people. Nepal's home ministry said 65 people are confirmed dead with nearly 2,000 others injured. The numbers are expected to climb as remote areas are reached. UNICEF's Rose Foley is in the country trying to get aid to victims.
We're already getting in clean water, sanitation, hygiene supplies, making sure children have shelter. But with this new quake, we're extremely concerned about what this could mean.
The tremors have also been felt in India, where at least four people died. In Tibet, one death was reported. Pakistani authorities say gunmen attacked a bus in Karachi today, killing at least 43 people, members of the minority Shiite Muslim community. A provincial police inspector says six men on motorbikes ambushed and boarded the bus. Witnesses say passengers thought the gunmen wanted to rob them, so they immediately offered all belongings in exchange for their lives. Instead, the assailants ordered them to put their heads down and opened fire with automatic weapons, sparing only two children on board the bus and the driver, telling him to transport the bus to the hospital. At least 16 women were among the dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said the talks come in the midst of a challenging time. The current situation in that country is that things are difficult because of Russia's actions.